So we're going to ask different questions, and then we'll start with the process.
Okay.
And obviously, we'll give you time to ask questions if you have questions as well.
Yeah, that's fine. Have you got any questions before we start? And is it all right us arriving en masse?
Of course, yeah, if you have, it's fine, yeah.
En masse is
unexpected.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. As Karen said in her email, what we're interested in is evaluating the programme, getting your feedback on the programme.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'd like to, we'd like to run this as a conversation, so it's not like,
yeah, that's fine.
So I suppose the first question, just to get us talking, what did you expect to get out of the programme?
To be honest, when I first went into it, it was very much, I felt, I'll do it because it's an opportunity and I'll learn something. You know, I think with these things, you never really know until you're in it what you're going to get to. I had no preconceived ideas other than, oh, that's good. That's good for me, see me. That'll get me something, you know. But actually, I got more out of it than I'd anticipated. And because, as I say, it was all very much about, it was quite quick as well, how the programme came up and how we all got on. And, you know, and then I'd initially said from the outset I wasn't doing the MBA. And then I did the leadership part. And actually, I got a lot more out of it in terms of just being with all the other general managers, all the different service leads, listening to all the stories that they had, kind of hearing other people's pressures and also hearing different people and how they have a different take on situations. Mm. And it was good. And then I thought afterwards, actually, I am going to do the MBA now. So I did then convert onto the MBA because I thought this is a really good course with really good structure. Quite often you go on leadership courses and there's not much to them. And you end up coming away thinking, well, they just told me what I know. You know, and you're just a different form, but you've ticked the box and you've been. Mm. But it wasn't like that, it was a lot more in depth, and it was more academic, but also there was a lot more general content that was relevant to what we were doing as well, which I felt was good for me, really.
Mm. Can I go back to, because a couple of points really, but I'll come back first to the point of learning from other people.
Yeah.
How important was that?
I didn't think it was initially until I was doing it, and then I realised actually that it's very important to the programme because the relationships are really formed as well, and you can have lots of discussions. And for example, we met, I can't even remember her name now, but I was working with somebody who works in labs, and we started talking about turnaround times of bloods, and that started discussing about the impact of that on ED, and then that led into another piece of work that they came down to the department and came around and had a look at our patients and saw the impact of the delays. And, you know, so all of these discussions have kind of led on to projects, and now they're taking forward some improvement projects from their service that will directly impact on ED.
Right.
And I'm not saying that's as a result of those discussions, but the links were definitely formed there. And, oh yeah, you're the person I need to speak to. And, you know, so it's really helpful in that respect
really
as well.
Interesting. Could you give an example of one of those projects?
Yeah, just that one really. So this is a turnaround project where they will take the bloods. So our patients should wait only an hour for blood results. But inevitably, because of the volume, they wait longer, and sometimes it's up to 2 hours. So the team at LCL are trying to develop a project where they do the bloods a lot quicker by spinning them at source, and that's starting the first part of the process at source, which is in the ED department. And it's never been done before, so we're having this trial. So we're at the moment doing a proof of concept. So they're coming in and taking some bloods, and with a view that if it works, they're going to take it forward to a bigger project.
Oh, nice.
So that will actually shave off the kind of half an hour of blood time that was spent just moving one blood from an area into another area. They'll do everything at the point of contact. So it's really, really good.
No,
and it'll be really good for the patients and good for us because obviously we work on very, very tight timelines within ED.
Can we just go back to your comment around networking? So
sorry, say that again.
Your comment around networking.
Yeah.
So during the course, we ask you to complete the social network analysis questionnaire.
Yeah.
If you reflect back on that questionnaire, did you grow any new networks? Do you have a specific strategy you use to develop your networks?
I wouldn't necessarily, without looking at it, I couldn't relate it to the piece of work we did. But I definitely know that there were relationships with more external people, I suppose, that I wouldn't normally have contact with.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I say, some of the LCL people, although I've worked in radiology, you know, I had relationships with them anyway. There was a woman who worked in the dental services, so, you know, again, that's something, not so much that I would necessarily have many dealings with her day to day, but her perspective on things was interesting for me, because they also work in an environment very high turnover, very quick pace, so we could talk a lot about that, so there's a lot of common ground, really. So you definitely do get your feelers out there more and understand who sits where.
Yeah.
And actually what was good as well, we had a really, really enjoyed the day we did with, I can't even remember the programme, we were working through this programme where we had to look at situations and kind of understand what the impact of each of those situations was, and you know what your score was at the end. It was a bit of a game.
Is that the change one?
It might be the change management. Yeah, and it was really, really good. And what was good, that we scored really well in our group. But it, interestingly, I think the reason we scored so well is because we had a lot of different people with loads of different skills within that group. So there was a guy who was a clinical lead who worked in ITU, and he was very analytical. We had service managers who kind of looked at the broad picture. We had, you know, operational managers. So it was really good, and we did so well, I think, because of that mix. But it was interesting to see how we all worked together, you know, to come up with the solutions.
Yeah.
It was really interesting.
Thinking about that different mix, has that sort of changed the way you might work and work?
Yeah, definitely. And I think what you realise now, I've got a tendency to think I'm the only one who can make the decision or make the actions happen.
Mm.
And I think what I've realised is actually you've got to let go of that, and you've got to start bringing more people in, otherwise you will get the same thing all the time. And that's kind of personal, you know, learning, but just a development of me, myself, really. But yeah, that has definitely been something, and also understanding the all of the other key parts to any situation. There's always somebody at the end of it that you probably haven't thought about.
So have you actually done anything that has helped you do that? Because I know it's really hard once you're back in work and the normal day-to-day takes over.
I couldn't say the specific things. I think it's just a kind of general realisation rather than, you know, it's not now something that I think, okay, before I used to do it this way, now I'm going to do it this way. I think it's just opening an awareness of a different way of doing things, really.
Yeah.
That there's more to life than just A&E, you know,
yeah.
and that was generally it, really.
Yeah. Because you mentioned as well, you weren't sure you'd learn anything, but you feel you had, because it was more in depth.
Yeah.
Is there anything, and you don't have to answer quickly, but is there anything in particular that sort of strikes you as you look back?
I mean, the normal stuff. I think you don't really know you've learnt it, really, I would say. You don't really know you've taken the knowledge in until you're in a situation where you're dealing with something, and then you can think, oh, I think I know why I said this in this way now, you know, and you can kind of relate it like that. So I guess it's, without sounding too woolly, I think it's more of just a growth rather than a learning ABC, you know. It's more just I feel like my style has developed, and definitely one of the things that struck me, and I used this in an interview, I was interviewed for a job recently, and they asked me about my leadership styles, and I was able to talk about the work that we'd done on the MBA, and I talked about the fact that, you know, one of the things that I related to was the authentic leadership style, and she says to me, what is that? So I was able to tell her, and I thought, oh, isn't that funny, because prior to the course, if I'd have tried to come out with something like that, I'd have sounded ridiculous, because she was looking at me like, what are you talking about? Until the end of the interview, oh, right, she said, I get it, you know. So these are the kind of things that you think, this is new technology, new kind of information, this is a new way of doing things, this is not what we normally talk about.
Yeah.
So it was quite good, really.
Okay.
Obviously, it helped me prepare for my interview, but that wasn't the purpose of the course.
That's interesting.
But yeah.
So another way of talking.
It was just a different way,
yeah.
Hi, Paul.
Are we all right?
Of course, yeah.
I've got my chair.
No, it's all right.
Keep that thing.
I don't want to know.
Thank you.
Can I ask you, did you get the job?
I did get the job.
Congratulations.
I'm not
going
to take the job.
Okay.
I
didn't
say
that.
Really? I think it's good, isn't it? It's good to feel wanted, but you've got, I think, no, I'll stay.
So were you able to negotiate anything better for yourself?
No, I just had to take a job at the time.
So if you reflect on all 11 days, what do you think we need to change in the programme?
I think definitely, I mean, I wasn't one particularly affected by it, but because we planned our service for leaving, but I think pulling people back was really not good. I don't think that should ever have happened. And I think that was a necessary situation. But I felt like the exec team were saying, on the one hand, we fully support you, and then on the other hand, we're going to pull you back every 5 minutes, which I think sends such a wrong message. I think eventually, though, people still valued the benefit of the programme anyway, despite all of that. But I know there was a definite frustration, yeah. And it's just not fair, you know. You don't want to do that to people. But
it's not fair on any of the speakers either.
No, exactly.
Like,
yeah, it makes it so ridiculous. Yeah. You want people to think that you're interested, you know, to show that you're all there. And it's like sometimes the room would be empty, and I think, you know, it's all right if somebody commits to it, and then they realise it's too much, and maybe they're not committed. That's slightly different. But when an organisation is not committed, it's not right, really.
Mm.
That's what came across. But I think, in fairness, it was just a very bad winter. I think that was the problem, wasn't it? You know, it was the trust wasn't down the street, so I can see it from both sides. But I think within the care groups, there should have been somebody within each of the care groups. And in fairness, I think probably that's where it stemmed from, really. Each of our care groups, when we all knew different people were coming onto different courses, we didn't commit to doing it until we'd worked through who would be here when. You know, and that was within our leadership team. So there was never a point when, you know, I was away and Jenny was away and then the matron's away. We just didn't do it like that. So we always were able to have somebody representing. So that was the only thing, really. I think that maybe just a bit more of the kind of commitment, I suppose.
If the exec came to you and said, this course has cost so much and with that money I could do that, what would you say to them?
Well, I would say that one of the things that has then helped me decide to stay here in this organisation is that they have paid for me to carry on doing my course, and that is a big factor in my decision making. So it's about whether you're prepared to commit to your employees and help develop them. And, you know, I've got a master's already. It wasn't that I had to do it, but I can see the value of that from the work that we've done so far. So I do think that it's about getting that message out. You know, there's not a lot of push for education for managers because they think, well, you're at that level and you don't need any more. And, you know, and I think that's really wrong. You know, we're all here to develop, and even smaller courses like coaching courses and those kind of things, it really is beneficial. It's just that someone's got to commit to doing it, you know. So I am ignoring that because I don't know who it is, so I hope you don't mind that ringing.
Oh, well, we can ignore it, please.
I'll ring it in a bit. So yeah, so I would say it's definitely been beneficial.
And if another manager came to you and said, should I go on it?
I'd say yeah, go for it. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think people are always a bit frightened to the level of work, and I'm all right because I don't have kids, you know, I don't have all these commitments, so I can kind of push on. I think that is a big factor in a lot of more senior managers' decisions to commit to it, but I think it's worth it. You don't get these things very often, do you? You don't get this kind of push for all this support, you know, and that's the bottom line, really.
Sounds really good. So just to conclude then, in terms of your own role, can you just give us a brief overview of your current role, when did you start that role, what's your current role about?
Yeah, so my role now is General Manager of Urgent Emergency Care, so that's about the... I look after all of the urgent care services within the Royal. So that's here, AMU in the sort, just that's the urgent care side of it. And I am just the operational manager to manage the day-to-day. I've been here for 3 years. And that's it. I work closely with the clinical lead. So it's kind of, if we were a business unit, then we're the triumvirate would be myself, the clinical lead, and our nursing lead, and we just make all the decisions. Not make all the decisions, that sounds terrible. We would sort of set the strategy for the care group.
Okay. So in terms of those 11 days, which day did you find really useful?
I really liked the day when we talked about the change management and how that impacted and how people worked and what were the things that changed behaviours and what were the outcomes of that. So that was dead interesting. I really liked the HR ones. I thought they were good and there was a really good speaker. Really good, yeah. She was the older woman, was she?
She's older than me, you're fine.
she was really good. And there's a few others. I found the acting thing was a bit cringe, I have to say. Mm-hmm. That was a bit... I'm not up for that at all. And we kind of did it and it was all done well. But even though there was a sense that you didn't have to join in, you did have to join in because nobody was joining in. So if we didn't, we'd have all been sitting in silence. So I felt a bit like, oh God, I'm going to have to do this. So that was a bit cringy. But other than that, we still got a lot out of it, but I wouldn't choose to do that again.
Yeah.
But I think the sessions have all been good and they've all been interactive and there's been lots of discussion. It hasn't been death by PowerPoint, you know, and sometimes they can be.
Yeah.
So although it's a long day, actually, because when you're used to just walking about, sitting all day is really quite hard if you're not used to that. But it wasn't boring. It was good, yeah. So,
is it fair to say that interaction, the way it was done, was key?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and just to build the relationships.
Yeah.
I mean, we did the usual thing where we all sit on the same tables.
Mm.
So I think there's something in that maybe people moving around a bit more, kind of networking.
Mm.
But it does happen. It happens anyway because you're all in the same room. But
it does seem to strengthen those relations.
Definitely.
Yeah, it has. What about your own reflective practice? I think it strengthened your reflective practice.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, as I say, because I now think it's not just about me and doing all of this. Yeah, you be more inclusive, thinking a little bit more widely, and sort of understanding the chain of events, and everything has you've got a kind of responsibility to tick all the boxes to check you've done everything, really.
Sounds good.
Do
you
want to
ask about portfolio?
Oh yeah. Did you complete your portfolio?
Yes, I did. It's been signed off.
Okay,
I've had confirmation of that because that was the other thing. I didn't know if that happened. But yeah.
So, will it be possible for us to get access to your portfolio?
Yeah, I'll email you.
Brilliant.
It's all because I just did it all on the system and then put all the evidence in underneath. The only thing sometimes, if I wasn't talking you through the evidence, you might think, why the hell would you put that in there? But when we discussed it with John, I could point out why I've chosen certain things over something else. So don't be looking at the evidence related to anything, but I'll send you what I've got. So I'll just email Karen.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Any questions for us?
No.
I really appreciate you seeing us.
Okay, no problem.
So you're doing an MBA then?
I am, yeah, for my sins. And then thought, oh, it, you know.